I thought this morning would be as fitting a morning as we could have to sing a couple of the songs that Brother Lois Smart loved so much in our book. Although every song would be loved by him that we would sing, there were certain songs that he was really thrilled about. You were close to one, that 270. Turn back a couple of pages, 243. Young people love these songs too. You also love the idea that he said to the young men, you're handsome, and to the young ladies, you're beautiful, every time he saw you. And so you've got to remember him, of course, as we sing together this little song right here. I'll fly away.
Some glad morning when the sky is all around, fly away to a home. God bless you.
Particularly, he said, I hadn't sung that in years, but I remember it very well. He sure did. What a day today is, a great day, a lot of day of remembrance and thoughts and ideas about Mother's Day. And everywhere, of course, it's on people's minds. And when we have that on our minds, I like to say a sermon, something or other that deals with what we're thinking about. And we think about Mom, we think about her ways. There are some mothers that are not as they ought to be. They do not guide and train and direct their children as they should. There are many mothers who do guide and train and direct their children as they should. How can a mother make sure of the way that she guides her children? Does the Word of God give us an idea about that? Well, not only does the Scripture speak, like in Proverbs 31, to the virtuous woman whose price is far above rubies, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, but it is the case that in following those principles that are laid out in Psalm 31, we find a way in which she can live and behave and do and be a part of that way of life. I said Psalms, Proverbs 31. In the process of following God's will and God's way, it's the way that we will go, that we will be able to tell others, this is the blessed way, this is a great way, this is a good way to do it. The first half of this sermon was delivered by yours truly up at the Nesbitt Church. And here is an address for that particular lesson that you will have. And this continues it today in this particular part of it. But at that time I spoke the first half of this particular lesson. Is it the Nesbitt, and it's the YouTube. You're on the YouTube, you'll be able to see it as well as hear it. NesbittChurchOfChrist.org/lectureship. And as you click on that, you'll come to a page that has the 2018 Bible Lectureship Program. And you'll see in blue, it's written across the page there. It'll be written, Watch Live. And then you'll have the word here, and it's in yellow. And you'll click on here, and up pops various ones, including yours truly. And the sermon is The Church and the Doctrine of Christ. The Doctrine of Christ, the Doctrine of our Lord. That's the way we want to have to guide our lives. In the process of that, there's a great description that is given I'd like to go to now in the book of Galatians chapter 4. Apostle Paul directs the thought in mind that we ought to be people who follow God's way and do His will at His word. In Galatians chapter 4, he likens it unto the two wives of Abraham. One, by way of his thoughts, he thought that he should have Hagar to bear a child that would be the child of promise that God had predicted through him. And he thought this would be the way that would go about it. This is not the way that God had chosen to go about it at all. It was the case that there would be a child of promise after Sarah. But Sarah was 90 years of age. And the idea that Abraham himself was right at that time. It is the case that he said, Lord, how can this be? Of which the question was asked to him, is anything too hard for the Lord? It was the case that the Lord made possible for him to have that opportunity, to have this son of promise, Isaac would be born. Not Ishmael, but Isaac. Isaac would be the son of promise, and as a result of that, following that son of promise would be the way of doing things righteous and good. It would be a spiritual walk that we would walk by, not a worldly walk that would be the way of Hagar and the way of Mount Sinai in Arabia, but of Jerusalem and of the ways of the Lord. And notice what is said about this Jerusalem way in book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free and the mother of us all. If Jerusalem above is the mother of us all, what is that idea? She is the way of our real spiritual walk, our real spiritual ways, our real spiritual guide. As a result of that, we find that we can walk according to God's way and His providence in our lives. We can be people who enjoy that freedom from sin. We can be people who worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We can be people who are guided from that mother which is from above. Jerusalem is the mother of us all. Jerusalem is the place that the prophet Isaiah predicted. In Mount Zion, the house of the Lord will be established and exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. That's found in Isaiah chapter 2. And in reference to this, the church of the Lord being set up in Jerusalem, in Mount Zion, that would be the message of the Lord. That would be peace that would be shared with the brethren. The brethren in that house would neither learn war anymore, but they would learn a way of peace. And in learning that way of peace, they would share it with others, and they would be people who would enjoy the relationship with the Heavenly Father. Where would that be done? It'd be started in Jerusalem. If the message of salvation to you and me is not a message that we can read from Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2, there in the city of Jerusalem, the message of repentance and remission of sins is there taught. And as a result of that, we can obey the Lord and be free from our past sins because the mother of us all is Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, that message of salvation was proclaimed. More than this, that message of worship in God, in spirit and in truth, is in Jerusalem. It is noted by Jesus to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, the day will come when neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem, but people throughout the earth will honor the Lord and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If we worship Him from the spiritual Jerusalem, we'll have pleasing words to say in song. We'll have pleasing words to say in our request of prayer. We'll have pleasing words to say in the sermons that are delivered. We'll have pleasing teaching to be done in Bible classes throughout the opportunities to study His Word, because that from Jerusalem is a city of peace, and that's the message from above. That's the message of the Lord Himself. When we have this mother of us all to guide us, here's a mom on earth who may not have had the benefit of the teaching of the Word of God. Where can she learn this? She'll learn this by going to the Lord Himself in Jerusalem and learn from Jerusalem, which is above. The spiritual walk is recorded in the Word of God. Here it is for the Lord Himself. This is the message that He would have us to have. Do we have that message today in our lives? If we do, there'll be changes that make it in our lives. As we make those changes in our lives to be the people that God would have us to be. As we worship Him in spirit and in truth, we sing and we pray and we meditate upon His Word. We participate in the Lord's Supper and we give as we've been prospered. How the Lord will bless us in return of our worship. We'll be people who spiritually are in front of Him and spiritually eating of His flesh and drinking of His blood. And we'll have life within us, John will write in John chapter 6. No, it won't be that we eat as cannibals, His flesh. No, it won't be that we live according to the fleshly ways of life. But it'll be because we live as a spiritual walk from the Jerusalem which is from above, the spiritual place of God. And we'll find ourselves walking and living as He has taught us. And as a result of that, we'll be the people who honor the Lord in His righteous way, teach that to our friends and neighbors and family, and we'll all be servants of the Lord Himself. It is noted as you close out Galatians chapter 4, ye as children are children not of the bondwoman, but of the free, that you may be free as you live. Free from sin, free from our foolishness and our worship of God to be true and accurate. Free from our ways of life and worldly walk to being a spiritual walk of forgiveness and kindness from God. What are we talking about? We're talking about a way where the doctrine of the Lord Himself from heaven itself was brought down. We can live it. We can worship it. We can teach it to our fellow man in the same walk, in the same way of life. How often do we open our Bible and read there? How often do we let it speak to our hearts as we have that in seeking the will of the Lord in our lives? Spiritually walking that way is a way to go. Sometimes we may say we're too busy in this old world in which we live to do it that way. But in the Bible, there were people who were too busy to do it that way. And God always said, wait a minute, stop, hold back, think about this differently, and do the will of the Heavenly Father. The Apostle Paul, when he directed the brethren in Galatia to the thinking of this way, in chapter 2 and in verse 20, made one of those statements that's been put into song and sung by young people in youth camps and vacation Bible schools all over. And we all as adults need to know that as well. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ who liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we'll be people who walk that way of Jesus, we'll be people who walk that way spiritually. We can make adjustments and changes to the ways that we have disciplined, to the way that we have taught, to the way that we have lived, to the way that we've worshiped, to the way that our hope of salvation is a part of our daily walk of life. For we know not the day nor the hour when we will change from this earthly side over to life's other side. Won't it be meaningful for us to have from life's other side the Jerusalem which is from above to have guided us, directed us, helped us? And that's the way that we ought to live and do. To us today, as we think about the Jerusalem which is above, it would be the case that we could change our worldly ways and our physical ways and our outward ways to an inward look, an inward thrust, an inward hope, an inward desire. And the next time that the bread is passed to us, instead of it just being unleavened bread, it'll be to us the body that was hanged upon the cross by nails in his hands and in his feet. The spiritual meaning that's there would cause us to weep. As the fruit of the vine is passed to us, we see the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed because of those nails in his hand and in his feet and the thorns upon his brow. And we remember that it really wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. It was my sins, my way of mistalking, my way of misdoing, my way of misdeeds, some my way of misworship and misfaithfulness. That's what held him to the cross. Now then, as he is there, I'm reminded of this. By this grape juice? No, it's more than grape juice. It is a remembrance of his blood that was fully shed for me. When I get that idea in mind, I'll begin to think more toward that Jerusalem which is from above, which is the mother of us all. Jesus was not there in Galatians 4, 26 and 27. He was not citing to them a special city in which that message first came, although it did come to Jerusalem there in Acts 2. But what would it be in the streets and lanes and villages of that city? What would it be in the little houses and shops that were there that would redeem the souls of mankind? It would be a place on the eastern gate open, and the Golgotha's hill that was visited, and the cross that was there laid upon the ground. And the Savior was laid upon that cross, and nails were put into his hands and into his feet. That cross was lifted up toward heaven itself and dropped into a hole on that ground. Agony was a part of the feelings. The blood that was shed and his body racked in pain. But he was pointing all the time to the mother of us all, Jerusalem, which is above, all the time. No wonder Paul would say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yep. Jerusalem, which is from above, is more special than any physical place on this earth and any physical person on this earth. And when your mama says, the way of the Lord is the way that you ought to go, regardless of what you see me do, regardless of the weaknesses I may teach by my wife's example and words of expression, the Lord up there will never fail you. The Lord up there will never leave you. The Lord up there will never, ever blame you. He offers that pardon to you. Are you subject to Jesus' invitation today from the mother up above who invites you to come? She is free, and her message is a message of the Redeemer himself in Jesus. The song is prepared for us to sing, and as we sing this song together, would you think about coming and confessing your faith in Christ, being baptized in him today for the remission of your sins, and begin living faithfully for him? And as we do that, we'll follow the doctrine of the Lord. Come as we stand together and as we sing. Think of your moms and all the activities of this community in this area. May God bless you as you have fun and friendship and a lot of good memories today. Tonight we'll meet at 6 o'clock. Hope that you come back and be a part of that service with us too.
Well, there you go.
Miss Charlotte will have, Miss Charlotte the priest will have a meeting with her doctors again this week and I think next week as well. But she said to tell everybody that they taking the staples out yesterday, and her improvement is on the way.